You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations, show number, you ready for this? 294, approaching the 300 mark pretty soon. And we are very pleased to have with us in the studios this evening the Jamestown Community Chorus. The whole chorus is not here, but B.J. Whitehouse is here, the director. Welcome back, B.J.
Thank you, Mike, and congratulations on number 294.
And also with BJ is Jessica Wilson, the marketing director of the chorus and soprano, correct?
Correct.
Welcome back.
Glad to be here, Mike. Thank you.
We're going to find out everything we wanted to know about the Jamestown Community Chorus and refresh everyone's memory about what's been going on. I guess it's been a while since you've been here, BJ. What's been happening since then? Lots of good things?
We had a wonderful December concert series with Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, along with Hun Jun Che, who was our guest harpist. We started rehearsals for a new program that will take place in May, entitled, we had a tough time with the title, to be honest. Mm-hmm. We settled on Belle Musique is an eclectic mix of music that every community chorus singer should know.
Every community chorus singer should know, all right. That's going to be performed on May 4th and 5th, correct, Jessica?
That's correct. Saturday, May 4th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m.
Where and how about phone number and website type of information?
The performances take place at the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown, 99 Narragansett Avenue, on the corner at the only blinking light in Jamestown. And tickets are $12 general admission, $10 seniors, available at the door and also in advance, 423-1574, and at the chorus's website, jamestownchorus.wordpress.com.
jamestownchorus.wordpress.com, just in case you're not familiar with that. Okay, great. That's going to be May 4th and 5th. We're going to listen to some music from that program today. What did you bring for us, BJ?
This is a piece arranged by Alice Parker of the Shaw Parker fame. She's probably the best choral arranger I've ever seen or ever sung, I'll put it that way. And I have seen her in different workshops. Fascinating music. This is from the Southern Harmony style, shape note singing. It will open the program. It's a very, very vibrant piece of music called Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal.
Okay, we'll listen to that and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Near those swollen waters, with
BJ, when you said there was going to be eclectic music, I did not expect to hear someone whistling to start off that piece.
The whistling in that one was chosen by the performers of that particular rendition. It's not actually part of the arrangement by Miss Parker, but it's very effective.
Yeah.
It has a whole feeling of down-home folksiness. This is one of the most challenging pieces, because you look at it and you think it's just going to be that kind of Sacred Harp style, you know, four square harmony and so forth. But we've discovered that the rhythm, the internal rhythms of this piece are very, very difficult and surprising. So I've actually had to pull about 12 little rhythmic motifs out of it just to practice them so people can recognize it, because you could get lulled into thinking this is a very simple piece of music, and it is not.
Right. Now, you mentioned people, and there's always people coming and going from a community chorus and a group like yours, and hopefully right now they're more coming than going, right?
We have about 50 singers in the spring, which is always good for us. We average probably between 40 and 50. Mm-hmm. This is a strong chorus. It's a very well-balanced chorus in terms of voice parts. But in the comings and goings, we have people who have sung with us. We celebrated one of our members, Ruth Caswell, who's sung with us for 60 years now.
Wow.
And she is still one of my stalwart altos. Yeah. And then we've had another one of our librarian, another alto, Hilary Aubois, has been singing. This is her 40th year that she sung with the chorus. So, yeah, we do have welcomed, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 new members to the chorus. And I couldn't even give you an average in how long people have sung with us. But we're open to anybody who likes to sing, whether you have any choral experience or not. And sometimes, if you haven't sung in a while, it can be a little daunting. But as I told one fellow who showed up recently, you've already done the hardest thing. You showed up to the first rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that and you see what we're about, or you see what any chorus is about, you have an idea of whether you're going to be able to fit in or not. And we hope, we as say very, very often, community comes before chorus in our name. We're going to do our best to sing as well as we can, but it's more of a welcoming situation. And I've said so many times on Monday nights, you know, about 8:30, can you believe that people aren't here? Why wouldn't you want to sing?
Why wouldn't you want to be part of this? Absolutely. All right, let's get to another piece of music, and this is cut 2 on the CD that you brought us. What is this going to be?
Well, this is my favorite composer on the planet, Johannes Brahms, and I had to put something in by Brahms if we're going to do wonderful choral music, and this is from his masterwork, Eine Deutsche Requiem, a German Requiem, and this is probably, everybody's heard this or sung it, or it was requested by some of our members, How Lovely Is Thy Dwelling Place.
Thank you.
BJ, we have time to slip one more piece of music in before our first break. What do you have for us?
The next piece is a very short piece. It's the last movement of Tomas de la Victoria's Misa Alma Redemptoris. Victoria was a Spanish composer of the Renaissance, and I think that every chorus needs to try this if you have never sung antiphonal music before, in which you have two choirs, one at either end of the hall, singing back and forth. And this entire mass, you know, a very short piece, but beautiful piece, and this is the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, in Latin, but we'll have a small ensemble singing the responsive part, and you'll hear literally two choirs singing, which was very popular in the Renaissance.
Great. We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus. You are listening to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with the Jamestown Community Chorus. Jessica Wilson is here and BJ Whitehouse representing the chorus. And Jessica, it's been brought to my attention during the commercial break that you have an unusual talent, I think, for someone that might be in the average community chorus. I've noticed that BJ was talking about songs that he had German pronunciations, he had Latin, French coming up. And you have a little knack towards that degree.
Well, yes, I love when BJ picks songs in other languages, especially French, because I speak French, and I have a particular interest in French pronunciation. I know I need to get a life, but I enjoy that. And whenever we have a French song, I write a pronunciation guide for the chorus.
So you just phonetically put it out for everybody?
Or? Yes, I have the real words on top and my own phonetic transcription beneath the words.
Well, that's going to be very helpful, I would think. I know I've in the past had occasion to do various dialects or accents, and it's not quite the same thing. But I can remember one time we wanted to do an Irish thing, and we went to a typical old-fashioned Irish man and asked him how he would say these lines, and we tried to repeat it. I don't know how well we did, but it made it interesting anyway. How do the members react to you when you come up with this? Is this a roll your eyes kind of thing, or is this fun for everybody?
Well, many of them have said that it's helpful to them.
Good.
We have another member of the chorus who speaks German, which I don't speak, and she does the same thing for German when we have a song like that, and I find that helpful. I also speak a little Italian, so we're singing one madrigal in Italian this time, and I did a pronunciation guide for that, too. It's fun for me, and I I think it helps other people.
I'm sure it does. Otherwise, if it wasn't helpful, BJ probably would not have brought it up during the commercial break. So this is a great asset for you, BJ, to have a couple people in the chorus that can do this for you.
We have very accomplished people in our chorus. My language skills extend pretty much to either Italian or Spanish, and only in pronunciation and Latin, in that you only have to deal with 5 vowels in each one of them. In English, for example, there's 23 vowels.
Well, that's my expertise, and it's much harder, obviously.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. I know English is everybody's second language, especially in that. No. Anyway, it's great to have Jessica, who can help me out with this, and she is very insistent, and I appreciate that. And she also understands the rehearsal process very well, where you just don't jump up unless, as I tell her, if it's really bad, if we've just insulted somebody, please
right.
let us know immediately. But we do have
or said something that's not able to be on the air.
Exactly. And I wouldn't know.
Right.
And I've learned a few things in French, and the most popular thing or the most helpful thing I ever learned was j'ai perdu ma femme, which I've lost my wife, which came in handy in France when I did indeed lose my wife. And my favorite response to that, of course, is quel dommage. So that's pretty much my French right there.
Let's get to our cut number 5, which is next on our hit parade. Tell us about this one.
Well, speaking of French, this is the Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré, and it is in French. It is, again, one of those pieces of music that I think everybody, every community chorus, when I say that every community chorus singer should know this, what it means is this type of music takes you to some edges of what's possible for community choruses to do. Now, I have taken my chorus over that edge once in a while with some very difficult pieces that perhaps were ill-advised in retrospect.
Right.
But this is one of those which will stretch a chorus. The harmony is not that particularly easy, but it's a beautiful piece of music, and I think that and it fits in well because we're going to do 2 pieces by Fauré, and that's sort of the basis of the title of the program, Belle Musique, is that we are singing these in French. We'll do another piece in French, a poem by Rilke, Contre qui rose, and set by Lauritsen. Our small ensemble will sing that later in this one, but the next piece we're going to hear is by Fauré.
Thank you.
BJ, that was a beautiful piece, but a little bit long, so I'm going to try to ask you to hurry into this next introduction, and we'll listen to as much of this next piece as possible, because this one's also a little long, too. Before we take our next break, what is it?
This is a setting of the Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. It was one of the pieces that was requested by one of our singers, and it tended to fit in very nicely. And so we'll listen to the opening and through part of it. It's strophic. It kind of repeats until we get to the end. But I think you'll recognize it once we hear it. It's not one of the more traditional settings of Ave Maria, but It's absolutely beautiful.
We will listen to as much as possible and then be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Thank you.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with B.J. Whitehouse and Jessica Wilson from the Jamestown Community Chorus. Jessica, during the break, we were talking about different things that might have happened with the chorus, and I heard B.J. mention Music Award. What is that about that the chorus is involved with?
Yes, the Jamestown Community Chorus presents a music award to anybody in the Jamestown community who applies for it. We consider them. This year we are awarding two awards. I believe it's $500 each to people from the Jamestown community who want money to pay for music lessons, for an instrument, for voice instruction. And it can be children or it can be adults.
Wow.
And we'd like to encourage more adults to apply because a lot of them think it's only for children. And it isn't. We want to encourage, the appreciation of music within the Jamestown community. And we consider part of our mission as the chorus to do that. So on the application process will begin soon in the spring and will be publicized on our website and other places. And the awards will be given out at our Sunday concert on Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m.
Excellent. And they can always call the phone number, right, if they have
yes.
questions, which is?
401-423-1574.
All right, BJ, what do we have next on our list of songs that you have for us? Cut number, I believe, four on your CD.
We're going to go back, Mike, to Gabriel Fauré, and one of the most popular major works or major choral works for community choruses, for any chorus, is the Fauré Requiem, Mass for the Dead. And I decided that I wanted to revisit that. We had sung the entire Requiem on a couple of occasions in my career with Jamestown. So in this particular case, we're going to sing the Sanctus, the Holy, 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 from his Requiem, from the Fauré's Requiem. And the point I want to bring up about this one is our altos, the alto section absolutely loves this piece because at the very end of it, they actually have three notes to sing. It's basically the men are doing a whole bunch of the work and the sopranos are doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And it's a beautiful piece, as you will hear. But if you listen in the last measure of singing, you'll hear the altos
doing their three notes.
Doing their three notes.
Thank you.
There you heard it, the three notes. We will move quickly to the next piece so that we can get these last two in. What's coming up?
This is everybody's favorite contemporary composer, Morten Lauritsen. And this is his setting of the James Agee poem, Sure on the Shining Night. And you'll notice there is a beautiful piano part. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our chorus accompanist, who's been with me since I started, Janet Grant, who we are very lucky to have, Jamestown resident, excellent pianist, excellent accompanist, a music director in her own right in Newport. But this particular piece, almost universal acclamation by the chorus, let's do this one.
Kindness must wash for me this sorrow.
Here we are at the end of another hour of Conducting Conversations, and I want to thank both Jessica and BJ for coming in and representing the Jamestown Community Chorus. BJ, did you approve this program?
So far, it's going quite well. For number 294, it's about time you got it right.
There we go, there we go. And those of you that listen to the station regularly, you'll figure out what we're talking about when I ask them if you approved that program. Jessica, tell us one more time about time, place, date, website, stuff like that.
Okay. Our spring concerts are Saturday, May 4th, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, May 5th, 3 p.m. Location is the Central Baptist Church in Jamestown, 99 Narragansett Avenue in Jamestown. Phone number is 401-423-1574. And the website is jamestownchorus.wordpress.com.
Thank you for being here, Jessica. Nice to see you again.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you for having us.
And BJ, let's wrap up with our last piece of music.
The ending of our program includes four African-American spirituals, and this particular one was recommended by one of my singers. Ezekiel Saw the Wheel. It is a showpiece, and I think that as a barbershopper, you'll enjoy the tag. There's actually a tag on the end of this William Dawson arrangement.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Ezekiel saw the wheel.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.